SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. As we celebrate Veterans Day next week, a salute to veterans is taking place in downtown Riverside this Saturday, November 9th. Here to tell us more are committee member Joshua Felagy and Vice Chair Eric Perry, a fire captain with Cal Fire and also a Navy vet. Thank you for joining me, gentlemen. And Eric, thank you for our freedom.
Thank you. My pleasure. My pleasure.
I want to start with this because I think sometimes people get confused by the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day and Armed Services Day. Can you clarify the difference between all those holidays?
Well, Memorial Day itself is to honor our fallen veterans. That's a day we, in remorse for that, and basically celebrate that life that was given to us for our freedom for our fallen. And Veterans Day is to celebrate our veterans of today and yesterday. And it's an honor to bring those guys and gals together and celebrate.
And how about Armed Forces Day?
Well, Armed Forces Day, it celebrates all branches of the armed forces and all the technology that's out there.
So next weekend, we're going to be celebrating our veterans. Give us some of the background of this Salute to Veterans Parade. How long ago did it get started?
Well, the Salute to Veterans Parade started in 2007, and it's been going on for the past 16 years that we celebrate and bring in all the veterans and celebrate them and honor them.
And tell us about this year's parade. Where's the route and what time does it get started?
This year, just like most years, it starts over at Riverside Community College. But for the general public, great viewing areas are actually going to be on Market Street, 10th Street, and Main Street in downtown. Get there around 10 o'clock and the parade itself goes from 10 a.m. to noon. And that's followed up by a really neat expo that you're going to find at the Riverside Courthouse.
Is there a theme for the parade?
There is. This year, we really wanted to, or the committee itself wanted to, find a way to recognize not only our older veterans, but also the fact that we have a lot of younger veterans nowadays. And so we wanted to name it the Generations of Service. And so we're inviting families of generations that are in the service, whether you're an older guy, a Vietnam vet, or you know, you were in Iraq or Afghanistan, we want to celebrate everybody. So Generations of Service is our theme for this year.
And tell us about some of the Riverside groups who are involved with this event.
This year at the expo, we have VA benefits. We have groups that come out at the end of the expo. We have where we get the booths out and they have veterans benefits. We have representatives that talk about VA housing, VA banking. So the stuff that veterans need that are out there that they don't realize that are really helpful for you.
Yeah. If a business either supports veterans through programs, organizations, or businesses that have discounts that are available to our veterans, they're out and they'll be there at the expo.
And then also, again, we have what they call returning veterans for enlisted, their skills called VREPs. And there's going to be different organizations that are in the state of California, CHP, Riverside, Cal Fire, or any job in the state of California you want to do. This VREP, what you do is you put down on the list that you're a veteran, you automatically go number one on the list, and you're usually picked up off of your skills. You take a real quick test for the state, you're number one automatically, and wait for a job.
Where would you say is the best place to view the parade?
Well, again, we coordinate down at RCC, but the best places would be along Market Street, 10th Street, and then Main Street in downtown. That's the best place to view. And then, of course, at the end, heading over to the courthouse for the expo.
And what is at the expo?
So the expo is an opportunity for family, friends, vets to get together at the end of a really great day of supporting veterans. And we have booths, we have music, we're going to have a DJ. And it's a place for everybody to come together and kind of finalize the day.
A bunch of veterans get together, meeting and talking, and then becoming friends that you go, well, I didn't even know you were a vet.
Yeah, you know, last year's expo was fantastic.
Yeah. And then we also have a static display. When we pull in there, there's a helicopter, I believe, from Vietnam Vets Group that's going to be there. March Air Base has an aircraft that's going to be there on static display. The submariners, they bring in a submarine, and then they have it also on display. And then we also have the American Revolution. I believe they're going to do a live fire, the Sons of Revolution. So they'll do that for the kids, and you can kind of see. And it gives kids that are wanting to go into the military possibly can talk to these veterans and see that it's a good thing to go in the service. It's not a bad thing.
Last year was really neat because it also landed on the Marine birthday.
It did.
And we had a couple of cakes out, which everybody was able to enjoy.
Celebrate the Marine Corps.
you know, we had Zach Earp, family member of the famous Wyatt Earp. He's a Marine, and it was great to be able to...
Purple Heart Marine, too.
Yeah, Purple Heart. So he was there. He led the Marine hymn, which is really neat.
Yeah.
He was there with his fiance, that is now his wife, which is very cool. So it's an opportunity not only for the general public to come and show their thanks, but also for vets to be able to come together, which can sometimes be a little bit challenging. But here's a day where vets can come together, interact with one another, tell stories, maybe talk a little trash.
And, and it's a good thing, too, is I come from a long line of vets. My grandfather flew World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. My father was in Vietnam. I served in Iraq. I served in Desert Shield and Desert Storm. And, you know, a lot of those guys, I remember my grandfather, when I came back from Iraq, my grandfather would never talk to me about the military, wouldn't talk to me about what he did or any of this stuff. And I used to see this helmet, this flight helmet, when I was a kid, and I always wanted that flight helmet. And when I came back from Iraq, my dad was there, and he met me at the pier. And I was like, what are you doing here? And he goes, you know, he goes, I'm not going to treat you or you be treated like we were treated when we were in Vietnam. We're going to make sure you have a welcome home. I got home, my grandfather brought this flight helmet and set it on me and said, you've now earned this, and it's yours to this day. And to this day, I have it. So, and I keep that with me. So it's pretty cool, you know? So those are the things that military veterans, we do. You know, sometimes you get some of these guys that, as a veteran, they don't want to take anything from the government. They're always afraid that, you know, like my father was Agent Orange, didn't want to take anything from the government. And they have that ability. You have to be checked. As you get older, your body starts to break down and you don't realize this. And we finally had to get him into the hospital and over to the VA and get him taken care of. And he was taken care of. And that's what these VA benefits are. A lot of veterans are very proud. They don't want a handout. That's not what they want. But sometimes we got to take that handout or what's given to us or what's owed to us. I don't say what's really owed to us. Nothing's really owed to us other than you gave that freedom out. So.
Well, then that's a great part about the expo as well, is it's kind of a non-overbearing way for the veterans to get together and also have access to resources. You know, we have the booths there. They can casually walk around and actually find out what is available to them. And you know what? Without a whole lot of pride behind it, you know, pick up a pamphlet, maybe talk to somebody. Have those support Absolutely. Services available.
Well, you know, even sometimes some of those veterans won't even come out. They may be where they can't get to it. But there's a family member who can, and a spouse. We can get that stuff to you or information to you so you can come back and we can assist you or help you in any way we possibly can to make sure that you get those benefits that are owed to you. I go out on these calls. You know, I work, like I said, we work for the fire department. So I go on these calls, I'll see some of these guys and they're struggling. You know, I can't get anything. I can't get this. And we're like, okay, we can maybe get you into the VA, get you, this is what you need to do as far as to cut that red tape to make that to where you get these housing. You know, again, is they go into these homes where they're taken care of.
I wanted to ask what kind of feedback you get from the veterans who have attended this event in the past.
I've always gotten good feedback from them. A lot of guys will come back and go, I never wanted to come to this. It's not owed to me. And you go, hey, man, we're all in the same boat. And they're like, you know, you're right, but it's taken this long to do it. There's a lot of guys that I talk to now that I'm going, hey, you've earned this. You're now having problems. You can't hear. You can't, you know, you're having vision problems or all this other stuff. And they're going, yeah, what do I need to do? And we'll get them and see a VA counselor. Next thing you know, they're going to the doctor and they're going, hey, man, that $5,000 hearing aid I couldn't pay for, the VA just gave them to me. And I go, perfect, dude. Now I don't have to yell at you. So those are some of the things that are out there. And it's always been a good feedback that I've always received. Now you're going to have people that don't want to have anything to do with the government. And like working with our homeless vets, I've worked with the homeless vets that are out there. And there are some people that do not want to have anything to do with the government. And you just got to let them go and leave them alone. But we let them know that we're here. Anytime you're ready to come in, we'll help you.
Last year, I think one of the great things about the expo afterwards is you see everybody interacting. and you just see the smiles.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, everybody's kind of joking around, you know, asking, you know, what, when do you serve, what branch, and, know, everybody's got some stories and maybe some connections. And again, it's a great way for people to be able to get together and have the connections and walk away with something where a lot of our servicemen, they do have that pride, but they also have modesty behind it. And like Eric said, you know, they feel like maybe it's not owed to them. You know, they don't feel like they deserve a parade, but, you know, they make it out there. They get to the expo, and now they're just kind of surrounded by their other brothers in service. Right. And all of a sudden, like, a lot of guard is dropped, and the smiles come out. Even though behind some of it, there may be some pain, but being able to share that with other veterans, I think, is huge.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. 100%.
I've been speaking with Joshua Felagi, who's a committee member for the Salute to Veterans Parade, which takes place in downtown Riverside this Saturday, November 9th, along with Vice Chair Eric Perry, who is, like he said, a Navy vet. How can people get involved with this event?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's several different ways. If you want to go online, you can go to a Salute to Veteran. .org. Again, that's a singular veteran, salute to veteran.org. You can find out all the contact information. You can reach out to Eric here, Kim. I mean, I ended up getting involved with the parade because I run the neighborhood magazine. I knocked on their door one time, and Kim was very quick to say, hey, you know, we have the veterans parade coming up. We need some volunteers. And I ended up volunteering, and then I became part of the committee. So not that if you come or volunteer, we're not going to force you to be a part of the committee. But if you do, you know, we always love outside support. But if you want to find out more about getting involved, we are always looking for volunteers. As a matter of fact, we have a pancake breakfast that morning that goes from 7 to 9. And you can come on by, a little fundraiser, pancakes, eggs, some coffee. We get together at the command post, which is down there in the parking lots of RCC. And whether you have a scout troop or, you know, you're an individual or a group of friends and you want to participate, we're always looking for people that want to be a part of it. And again, if you're a business that hasn't reached out to us yet and you do support veterans and you want to find a way to be a part of the expo, it does not cost a lot to do this. Again, we want to just find as many organizations and businesses that want to be there for our veterans. So reach out through the website and I'm sure we can get them some additional contact info.
Yeah, absolutely. And then again, like you were saying, the pancake breakfast, that's also put on by the Civil Air Patrol, which is an auxiliary of the Air Force. These are young men and women that it's kind of like a scout troop. And what they do is they work their way up until they become the age of 18. And then once they hit a certain peak, kind of like the Boy Scouts when they get their Eagle, they actually get a chance to put in for Officers Candidate School. And they get a lot of this support from that and being in the military. And a lot of kids just go into the military with that also. So it's a great breakfast. And again, veterans get together, old and young. We get together and we sit around and we talk and have a good time.
What time does the breakfast start?
7 o'clock in the morning it starts.
Yep, 7 a.m. goes 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
To 9 a.m., yeah, because we'll be getting ready to launch the parade at 10 o'clock, so we got to make sure everybody's fed. Galley closes, as we say.
And, I mean, you're going to see some great things, everything from marching bands to floats, static military vehicles.
Hot rods.
Hot rods, lots of classic cars.
A lot of classic cars.
Some motorcycles out there.
Yeah, some cool military equipment that's running around there. Mounted posse, I believe, is going to be out there. Mounted horses.
Yeah, so I think we may even be able to squeeze in a spot if you have a scout troop that wanted to go march in a parade.
Oh, absolutely. It's never too late.
Still squeeze you in there. And then, of course, you know, if it's something that you want to talk about, we can always look forward to future years. This is the 16th annual. There will be a 17th, and it will continue on.
It'll continue on. Again, we're a nonprofit organization. There's 12 of us on the committee itself. And we get no funding from the cities or nothing. This is not a city parade. This is Riverside County's parade. So it's for everybody in the county of Riverside, just so you know. And there's a lot of history in the city, the hub of Riverside, in the city of Riverside. March Air Base, Bob Hope, that's where he got his start, was March Air Force Base for the USO. Torpedo 9, one of the famous Torpedo 9s in Midway, one of the flyers who was killed in action, actually lived here in Riverside. So there's a lot of history that goes on through here. We also have a Medal of Honor wall at the City Hall for the Medal of Honor winners that live in the city of Riverside, or from Riverside County, I should say.
If you happen to be a family that has multiple generations of family members that have served, we definitely want to hear from you.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, yeah. Get in contact with us on that website, a Salute to Veteran Parade, and let us know so we can get in contact with you and go from there.
Is there a cost to attend the breakfast?
There is a small fee of about $10, I believe it's going to be. And what that does is that supports the young men and women of the auxiliary of the Air Force that are eventually going to become a veteran themselves and go in the service, become a service member. So that's where they're headed to. So,
yeah, it's great seeing the kids out there cooking away, serving up pancakes and eggs. And
talking to the old veterans.
Talking to the old veterans.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great.
Is there anything else you want us to know?
Yeah. Free parking.
Free parking. Everything's free. Everything's pretty much free. Again, donation-wise, we want to talk about any donations. Again, we're a nonprofit organization, so if you'd like to donate for the veterans to keep this parade going and make this thing bigger than ever in the city of Riverside, please, again, go to asalutetoveteran.org and help us out.
Yeah, again, if you're driving in, there's several structures and street parking will be free for all attendees, so you don't have to worry about scanning the QR code and paying for the parking. It is complimentary for all attendees. So come on down. You don't have to worry about it. You might have to worry about finding a spot, but you're not going to have to worry about paying for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. Eric, again, thank you for your service.
Pleasure.
And I hope this event is very successful.
Oh, it will be. I guarantee you it will be.
Oh, yeah.
We all come together. It never fails.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's going to be good. It'll be even better if you're there.
Absolutely. See you there. Yeah.